Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
On KGO 810.
And I stared at the ring finger on her hand. I wanted her to be a big PM Dawn fan, but I'll have to put her right back with the rest. That's the way it goes, I guess. Maybe you sent me a high. Maybe you sent me a high. I'm set adrift on the river, so you sent me a high. Maybe you sent me a high.
And we did lose a few more people over the weekend. Prince B from PM Dawn died Friday of kidney disease. He was only 46. And, of course, that is a clip from his big number one hit, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. And that is from, I do believe, 1988. But it sounds just like yesterday. And then, also, Ron Lester died on Friday. And I do want to find this story, which escapes me at the moment. I might have to come back to it because there's an interesting story about him. Well, this is the problem with having 500 pieces of paper in front of you. Okay, let me find it, and then I will talk about it. But the other thing that happened over the weekend, and this is truly a tragic story, is that... His name is Anton Yelchin, died in a freak car accident in his driveway in Los Angeles on Saturday night. He's the guy who played Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies, and he was only 27. He was found dead at 1 o'clock in the morning, pinned between his car and a brick mailbox post that had been part of his security gate. Now, the driveway was on a steep incline, and when his body was discovered, the car was in neutral with the engine still running. So it sounded like he got out of the car, didn't realize it was in neutral, and it rolled back and pinned him. He was driving a 5,000-pound Jeep Grand Cherokee, and the impact bent the metal gate. There was a security camera pointed at the gate that may have caught the accident, but the cops haven't mentioned that. At what point difference does that make? It's unclear what happened. But he was supposed to be at rehearsal at 11 p.m. and he didn't show, so some friends went out looking for him and they found his body. He had already filmed Star Trek Beyond, which will hit theaters next month. Justin Lin, the director, says and tweeted, he said, "We're still in shock. Rest in peace, Anton. Your passion and enthusiasm will live on with everyone who had the pleasure of knowing you." And by the way, if you don't recognize this guy, he's 27. He had short, blonde, curly hair, and he was playing Chekhov. I don't know if that helps, but if you see him, you would know it. So that's very sad. Okay, and then I found this. Now, Ron Lester from Varsity Blues passed away on Friday of kidney failure. He was 45 and had been struggling with his health for a while now. He played Billy Bob in the movie, and... Varsity Blues, and was also on the TV show Popular. Now, let's see here. I think I have a cut from Billy Bob in the movie Varsity Blues.
Hey, Mark, let's roll! Come on, oh, man. Here we go. You gotta punch it, baby! Woo! Yeah! You tell him, Bacon!
I love that dog. I think it's a pig. Yeah,
I gave it a 10, a 10, a 10,
gentlemen.
I'm back, puke and rally. Yeah. Woo!
Well, he was the party guy in that film, and now I didn't know this. He weighed 508 pounds at one point, but he lost 348 pounds by having gastric bypass surgery back in 2000. A couple years ago, he said, "Quote: Am I alive? Yes. Am I happy? No. Did I throw away my acting career to be skinny? Yes. Would I do the surgery again? No. I would have much rather have died happy, rich, and kept my status and gone out on top. Well, that's pretty deep. So now we know. Okay, let's see. Some random things. Well, we have wine for your cat now. We figured out on Friday with Joe Tobin and Valerie Branch, when we do it, that we were doing the stupid news roundtable here during the 9 o'clock hour, that wine o'clock is actually 6:30 at night. Okay, and then I topped that story, and I heard some other people talking about it today, but we had it on Friday, that blue wine is coming our way. It's actually from the skin of the grapes, and it is colored blue, but they're putting dye into it too, so it looks aqua. It looks weird. But anyway, here's the answer for everyone who wanted to take down a full bottle of wine at home, but felt bad about drinking it alone. Well, now you can get your cats in on the action. Oh, I have to save this for Valerie. She's a cat lady. A company out of Colorado just introduced America's first wine for cats. There's been a cat wine on sale in Japan for a few years, but it was made out of grapes, which can be dangerous for cats. Get that? Did you hear that? So don't do your Napa Valley thing with the cat. So it never made it over here. But this all-American cat wine is made out of beets. Yes, beets, which are safe. And no, it doesn't have any alcohol in it. Okay. You can buy it online at ApolloPeak.com, starting at $5 for a small bottle. What's the point? What is the point? I'm going to have to save this for Valerie because no comprende on this. Why would I bother? How does the cat know it's kitty wine? How would the cat know? Because there's nothing in it. Oh, my God. Let me see. I guess that's just dyed, food coloring water that they're going to charge you $20 a bottle for. $5. Okay. Don't throw that away, Drex. Save that for Valerie. I'll put that over here. Charlie Sheen was on the Graham Norton show on Friday. And I always love to watch the Graham Norton show because a lot of celebrities who don't do the talk show circuit over here will do it in, and this always kills me too. Not so much Charlie Sheen, but a lot of actors, for instance, Tom Cruise, who never talks it out here in the United States. And a lot of other celebrities who never go on American television, they will do, the BBC in the UK, or they'll go down to Australia and do television down there. And I guess they think that it never gets back here, but it does. So this is great. This is a fun story. Charlie Sheen was on the Graham Norton show on Friday, and he told a story about a bad gift he got from Donald Trump once. Let's take a listen.
About 5 years ago, I was at a dinner with my ex-wife, Brooke, and her family and this and that. And about halfway through, I noticed Donald staring at my watch. And so he started saying, listen, I'm sorry that I wasn't invited to your wedding, this and that. Or I'm sorry I can't make your wedding. And I'm like, I didn't invite you. So he says, but, I want to give you an early wedding gift as a gesture from me and Melania. So he says, these are platinum, diamond, Harry Winston. And he pulls off his cufflinks, and he gives them to me. And so I'm like, oh, gosh, Mr. Trump, you really shouldn't do this. He goes, no, it's the least I can do, and, have a great marriage and all that. 6 months later, I had some jewelry getting appraised at the house, She took the loop, spent about 4 seconds, and kind of recoiled from it, much like people do from Trump. And, so she says, in their finest moment, this is cheap pewter and bad zirconias. And they're stamped Trump. And I just thought, what does this really say about the man? That he said, here's like a great wedding gift, and it's just a bag of dog.
Sounds like his campaign. Off 10 points and counting. All right, we've got to take a break and we'll be back. When we come back, I want to talk about, and this is breaking news. Let me make sure I get her name right because I forget who the hell she is. Selma Blair Cruel Intentions, Jason? Yeah. Cruel Intentions. She was in Cruel Intentions.
Well, I don't remember her in Cruel Intentions.
Who's the dude in Cruel Intentions?
No, you don't know? Ryan Phillippe.
Thank you. I do remember that. How could you forget that? Okay. Well, I'm just saying. So when we come back, we'll talk about people who have been kicked off airplanes. And apparently Selma is the latest. Matter of fact, she's the top of the news right now. So don't go away. We'll continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Peeing in the shower makes sense. Yeah, okay. Maybe peeing in the shower is not the biggest story, but you have to admit, it is the number one story. Here's the deal. Researchers have crunched the numbers and determined that by not flushing toilets and by peeing in the shower instead, the American population would save 185 billion gallons of water every year. Okay? So that's settled. Peeing in the shower is good for the planet. That's science. Now, I'd like to take a minute to address the staff at Equinox Gym. Well, well, well. Who's the monster now? It looks like...
All right, I love that. And by the way, that is a true story from PR Newswire. So let me see. Real story here is 53% of people pee in the shower. I'd say the other 47% lie. There aren't many people who clean the shower when they're naked, but women are 41% more likely to do it than men. Well, I definitely give you ladies credit for that. I can never, ever in my entire life recall being in the shower and cleaning the shower. That's never happened once. Never. Never once. Peeing, yes. Cleaning, no. One out of four people have used someone else's soap or shampoo without asking. Oh, big deal. It's soap. It's clean. People are 57% more likely to take a selfie in the shower than in the bathtub. What? What's the point? Okay. I don't know, people. Everything's strange. And finally, one out of seven people say they've taken a conference call in the tub. Well, who has tubs anymore? We don't have tubs. Would you like to have a tub? Yes, I'd like to have a tub. Not. Who wants to sit in their own filth? I don't know. I don't like it. Now, I do have a theory that they didn't put on there. Now, see if you agree with me on this. There is no need for me to wash my towel. Ever. Although I do force myself to do it once a month just because the other half thinks it's disgusting. Here's why. Who uses the towel? That would be Wah. And then when Wah gets out of the shower, guess who's clean? That would be me. So clean me is drying myself with a clean towel. What's the point? Now, I do want to admit one thing here while we're discussing these sort of things, and that's the bottom sheet. I hate the bottom sheet. Oh, dear Lord, I can't tell you how much I hate the fitted bottom queen sheet. So, let's do the math on the... People, be honest with yourself now. Yes, I will change the top sheet once a week. I will wash the pillowcases, but I'll be damned if I'm pulling that bottom sheet off every week. Thought about it this weekend, and I thought, you know, I need to put this on 50,000 watts because I can't be the only one who feels this way. I ain't changing that thing till I forget when was the last time it was changed. That may be a couple more weekends. You're laughing, Karen Reed.
I actually put mine out on the fence outside.
That's
I don't
nice.
Wash it at all. I just put it in sunshine and let it
be. Well, what does that do? Then you get bird crap.
So?
I think my methodology works better than yours.
It's disinfected, and I like it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you wash it and hang it out, then it smells outdoorsy.
But I haven't washed it.
But you haven't washed it.
Sunned it.
You sunned it. That does nothing. What is that? Oh, my God. I thought I was straight. What about the my towel theory? Are you down with the towel theory? The bath towel. What's the point? It's I'm clean.
Those go out on the fence, too, by the way.
Okay, you sun those. All right. What's everything in your house get sunned? Is anything clean?
Dog beds get sunned.
Dog beds get cleaned.
And they get washed, but they get sunned as well.
They get sunned. Do you own a dryer? Are you
no.
You are the dryer. You are the dryer. I am the dryer.
I love the laundromat.
Oh, my God. I hate the laundromat. I hate doing laundry, period. I mean, it's one of the most dreaded things in the world.
It's cathartic.
Caller just called in and said, you are nasty, Drex.
I'm nasty. Oh, what for what part?
For the bottom sheet.
For the bottom sheet. Well, I'm the one that sleeps on it. I'm the only one that sleeps on it, by the way. All right, I'll keep that in mind.
Abolitionist?
No, no dogs on my bed. No, 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 no. I'm allergic to dog hair. So, I mean, no, that's just too much for me. Now, I am somewhat of a clean freak, and I know this is... Look, the only reason I even told you people this is because I'm not the only person who does hates to change the bottom sheet. When as I was ignoring it this weekend, I thought, I'm going to talk about it on Monday because guess what? Not changing it. Top sheet, yes. Pillowcases, yes. You know, every few months, I even wash the pillows. Bottom sheet, once a month. Okay, let's talk about airplanes. Well, that's what you get. Good evening, Western United States. Let's talk about, what is her name? Oh, you know what? I want to talk about, somebody's coming from the other side of the United States. David Crosby. He just settled this deal. I'm looking at TMZ right now. The jogger who rock legend David Crosby hit with his car is getting a $3 million settlement, getting $3 million to settle a lawsuit. Jose LeQuinn sued Crosby over last year's accident on California's wine country, in California's wine country, where the singer was doing 55 in a Tesla, hit LeQuinn as he was jogging with his 14-year-old son. According to TMZ, LeQuinn suffered a broken leg, arm, and shoulder, and also damaged a kidney. As we reported, Crosby himself called 911 and told the responding officers he had not been drinking. However, in the lawsuit filed by LeQuinn's attorney, LeQuinn claimed Crosby had ingested alcohol and or prescription drugs and or non-prescription drugs and or other intoxicants and hallucinogens. In the settlement, first reported by CalCoastNews.com, Crosby did not cop to being intoxicated. LeQuinn is getting $2,950,000. His son is getting $50,000. It's unclear if that's coming out of Crosby's pocket or by the insurance company. I would hope so. We've reached out to the Crosby camp. No word back. I guess I kind of do remember that story. Okay. All right. Well, that's the latest. He's going to settle for $3 million. That's a lot of money. Okay. Let's take a break. Now, we do have a minute. So let's talk about airplane outburst. Selma Blair, who was in the movie Cruel Intentions, and what are some other things here? Hellboy 2, Hellboy Anger Management, blah, 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 blah. Hellboy... Golden Age, Anger Management. Okay, so she was on an airline flight. And again, I'm looking at TMZ. Selma Blair was taken off a Delta flight Monday. That would be today on a stretcher after losing control. Witnesses on a flight from Cancun, Mexico to LAX tell TMZ Blair was in first class and she was in first class and drinking wine. The witnesses say it appeared she put something in the glass and mixed it in. We're told she suddenly started crying and screaming, he burns my private parts, he won't let me eat or drink. The witnesses says, she continued, he beats me, he's going to kill me. We're told two nurses came on board and came over and helped and checked her bags for pills. Our sources, their sources, say the pilot radioed ahead and told the tower there was a passenger on board who had been mixing alcohol and meds. When the plane landed, medical personnel boarded the plane and took Blair off in a stretcher, and she was taken to a nearby hospital. That's the latest we have on that. Okay, I got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about, other great celebrities who have been kicked off of airplanes. People just can't behave themselves. It's unbelievable to me. I mean, if there's one place you behave... Do you know what I'm saying? If there's one place you behave yourself, it's on an airplane. All right, more of the Drex Radio Show on the way, but...
Mel Gibson is making Passion of the Christ 2, which... Now, I saw Passion of the Christ. As movie making, I thought it was terrific, but I did remember the ending. And let me just make a few suggestions here. How about Ariana Grande as Mary Magdalene and One Direction as the Apostles in Passion 2, I Know What You Did Last Easter? Or Kevin James is the Lord. Kevin Hart is doubting Apostle Thomas in Passion 2. I thought you was dead. How about this? One of the biggest hits of all time, E.T. It's about a guy who comes to Earth. Just saying, Passion 2, J.C., the extra celestial. Or get Tyler Perry involved. He's got a great track record, makes a lot of money. Passion 2, Judea's family reunion. It's right on target with his Christian following.
All right, thank you very much, Bill Maher. I was just trying to figure out who the... I don't know if you watched Bill Maher this past weekend, but Friday night, I'm a big, big, big fan. But the conservative guest that was on, I forget what her name was, but it wasn't her politics. She was just bad. And I was trying to explain it to Jason, my producer. It's just like overacting, something like that. If you DVR'd it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Bieber fell off the stage and then jokes about it. I only thought this was going to be a visual, so I wasn't going to play it. But turns out that you can kind of tell what's going on here. Justin Bieber was in the middle of the show in Canada on Thursday night, and he fell right. It says he fell off the stage. That's not true. He fell through the trapdoor. All stages have trapdoors. Okay, you know, so when they rise up or they go down, yeah, that's the trapdoor. Well... turns out he fell right through the trapdoor to the bottom of the stage.
Good thing I'm like a cat and I landed on my feet. Oh my. That scared the f*** out of me. Yeah, I'm good.
Now, I'm going to have to play that again because do you know why I'm going to play it again? Did you hear the 12-year-old horror in their voices when their Justin disappeared? Listen to the screams of agony.
Okay.
His pretty face is just fine. All right, good. All is well with the world. All right, let's talk about... Oh, somebody sent me this check out the 80s version of Justin Bieber's Love Yourself posted by somebody on YouTube named Tronic Box. Well, I don't know about this. That can't be right. 80s. 1980. He's not 36. Let me check my algorithm. Okay, stop sending me this stuff, please. All right, celebrities who've been kicked off airplanes. Christian Slater in 1994, he got on a plane with an unlicensed pistol in his bag. He ended up doing 3 days of community service. Wow. Think about how many hundreds of years ago that really was, 1994. Don't try that today. Hasselhoff, British Airways, declared him too drunk to fly in 2006. Who was the hamburger? Oh, that was Alec Baldwin. Remember he screamed at his daughter? You little pig and all of that stuff. Wasn't there an airplane incident too? I don't know. Maybe I'm getting confused. Maybe there was a Hasselhoff moment. I don't know. The Hoff. I do know this. That Pamela Bach still trying to get that spousal support from 2006 from Hasselhoff. Look, the Hoff is not the Hoff anymore. He can't even sell tickets in Germany anymore. So the latest I heard, allegedly, she is still collecting $252,000 a year since 2006. Because she said she hurt her back or something, but you always see these pictures of her walking around with Hollywood. And you know what? I'm on the Hoff side with this. This alimony stuff. What? How long? And then if you're thinking, wow, $252,000 a year, I ain't never getting married. Keep it coming, love. You know, and he wants to go to court and say, look, I'm not even selling tickets in Germany anymore. Enough. Get a gig. Yeah, there should be an expiration date on these things. Don't you think so? Isn't 10 years enough? Can't you figure out something to do in 10 years? Besides shop? Naomi Campbell. In 2008, she went ballistic when she found out her bags weren't on the same flight. I do remember this. 2008, Naomi Campbell went ballistic when she found out that her bags weren't on the same flight. She kicked and spat at police as they dragged her off the airplane. Was there a cell phone involved with this, or was that a separate Naomi? I think that was a separate Naomi Campbell incident. Ivanka Trump. She got pissed because there were noisy kids on her plane in 2009. She went off on them and called them little effers. She was removed. Well, that was, honey, that was before Trump Airlines. Alec Baldwin, there's his name, refusing to turn off your electronics, even during a particularly intense game of Words with Friends. We'll do it every time. But it was a youthful mistake. This was all the way back in 2011. Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. They told him to pull up his saggy pants. He refused. Chaos ensued. Again, 2011. Pull up your pants. Come on. Do I have time? I'm going to make more. Okay, hold on. What famous people were like in school, according to their teachers? Oh, this is fun. Kristen Bell was a very bright student, always well-liked. And she had a beautiful singing voice and was the lead in all the school plays. Very nice. Mariah Carey. Gee, what time do you think it was with Mariah Carey in school? She was a bully and a total diva who would get up really early for school to get ready. She would take a needle to her eyelashes so each one of them was straight and perfect. I love that. You know, there was a picture floating around over the weekend of, Nick Cannon with that. Oh, God, is this going to force me to play that horrific rap that he dropped on Friday? Let me take a listen to this. Because he still will not sign the divorce papers, at least allegedly. This is still going on, this silliness. And it's been 2 years, and she wants to get married. And, you know, he put out this, if you want to call it a rap, it's a hot mess. Here it is. Okay. Let's take a listen.
What we really need to think about is how a child deals, how a child feels. Because we got two, and they brilliant for real, resilient for real. My daughter said, Daddy, why your eyes in tears? Because the last time I dropped you and your brother off,
Dude, you better hope America's Got Talent stays on for a long, long time. Okay, so anyway, over the weekend, they went to like trampoline land or something to prove to TMZ. I watched TMZ today, and it was to, you know, like F you. We're all together and we're happy. And it was great because they were in trampoline land and the kids were jumping around. And I think somebody else from the family was there and Nick was there and he was jumping around with the kids. And there was Mariah Carey in her evening party gown. Perfect. What famous people were like in high school? LeBron James was polite but fairly cocky and obviously obsessed with basketball. Steph Curry was one of the most kind-hearted and humble kids and one of the best students to graduate his high school. Surprise, surprise. Kanye West. He was a decent student but sometimes a bit stubborn. Really? According to his music theory teacher, he used to insist that he would be a world-famous rapper someday. Well, I guess he was right. Leonardo DiCaprio didn't get along well with other kids and came in during lunch to eat with the teachers and the faculty. That's awesome. I have something else about him. Something about having sex with him. Where is my Leonardo DiCaprio file? Don't worry, I have it. Okay, I'll find it. Nicolas Cage was chronically late for school and spent a lot of time in the principal's office for goofing around, but he was, quote, charming in a Ferris Bueller kind of way. And we'll end this story, which may or not be true, may or may not be true, but it's pretty much perfect either way. Quote, Bill Murray went to my high school way before me, but there's still a story I'd like to believe is real. He got the record for the most amount of detentions for someone who graduated from school. And when a kid broke it years later, he took him out to lunch. All right, and now you know.
Very nice.
Sex with Leonardo. Oh, it's somewhere. I know it's here. I know I kept it. We'll talk about that next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Back to the Drex Radio Show
on KGO 810.
Oh, let's hear from poor LeBron James. Here we go.
It's said that once Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, there were no more challenges in his life. Now, the same can be said about basketball icon LeBron James. He's won the NBA championship for his hometown of Cleveland. So what's next? Despair and depression, that's what. Because when the lights are off and the last of the screaming crowds have gone home, all that's left are the tens of millions of dollars in his bank account, his fleet of Lamborghinis, one for every day of the week, and of course, the hoes willing to go for three, as they say, at any time of the day or night. So, as you're crammed into a subway car or stuck in the carpool lane this morning, think about poor LeBron James and be glad you're not him.
That's not the way I would have done that. Let's try this again.
It's said that once Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, there were no more challenges in his life. Now, the same can be said about basketball icon LeBron James. He's won the NBA championship for his hometown of Cleveland. So what's next? Despair and depression, that's what. Because when the lights are off and the last of the screaming crowds have gone home, all that's left are the...
All that's left is, you're still living in Cleveland! That was the punchline. All that's left, dude, is you're still in Cleveland. And good luck trying to move out to Hollywood with that. Better run. Some dude telling me today he's going to the Lakers or the Clippers. Now, how do you think that will go over? There are many women who think betting down... There are many people who think betting down Leonardo DiCaprio would be a dream. Apparently, these people would be very disappointed because, according to OK Magazine, it does not live up to its hype. A woman who supposedly had the privilege learned that lesson. She told a friend that as they got down to business, Leo, quote, reached for his vape and a pair of noise-canceling headphones, laid back, laid a heady down, closed his eyes, and signaled for her to get going. And for those of you who may be curious, his coital music of choice was MGMT.
Nice. Well, now you know.
Lay a heady down. Finding Dory made an incredible 136.2 million dollars over the weekend. That is astonishing. Shrek the Third set the previous record, 121.6, in 2007. Finding Nemo, for the record back in 2003, had a $70.3 million opening weekend. Finding Dory, 136.2 million dollars. How would you like to wake up to this? Let's take a listen here.
Why don't we do it in the road?
Why don't we do it in the road?
Why don't we do it in the road? Why don't we do it in the road?
Well, you can.
Why don't we do it in the road?
Well, guess what? A lot of reasons why you shouldn't do it in the road, but apparently not everybody really plays by the rules now, do they? So someone in New Zealand took a video of a guy outside his office building over the weekend, I guess Friday, flat on the ground, and he was having his way with the road. Pants around his knees, just going to town. And the weirdest thing was that there was another guy kneeling next to him and watching. And by the way, you're thinking to yourself, yeah, but he probably wasn't excited to be doing the road. You would be wrong about that.
So this is what we came to work to this morning. There's a little ground sex session going on just outside the window. His friend there is checking him out. He's just having a good go at the ground. Look at that. Awesome. Yes. Our office. There's the fella. Just on the ground.
Is he the other guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's another guy.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Right there. I don't know.
I'm sorry. It's the little things. Okay. So, an 18-year-old in Jonesboro, Arkansas, where my buddy lives. He's gone to drinking. That guy. Derek Thomas was in court last week. It was for a hearing of indecent exposure. He was arrested last month for lying on the sidewalk naked. Wow, we're on a roll here.
Why don't we do it in the road?
Well, apparently you can.
Why don't we do it in the road?
And you don't have to go to New Zealand. Just check out Arkansas. But apparently one indecent exposure charge wasn't enough to just sassify him. So because after he got out of court, he quickly whipped off his shirt, pulled down his drawers, ran back in the courtroom and yelled, "Court is back in session!"
Why don't we do it in the road? Why don't we do it?
He was immediately tackled and arrested again for resisting arrest and obstructing governmental operations. So why did he do it? Apparently it was for his legacy. The police report says Derek told the cops they will put it on his tombstone that he was the one who was naked in the courtroom and came back naked and said, "The court is now back in session."
In the road.
John Batchelor is next on KGO 810.
It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication. Hey, El Sergeant Vero, while it breaks the spell of aging, celebrity skin, is this your chin or is that war you're waging? Firstborn unicorn. isolation. A teenage bride with a baby inside getting high on information. And buy me a star on a boulevard, it's Californication. Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement. In Cobain, can you hear the spheres singing songs off station to station? And Alderaan's not far away, it's Californication. Born and raised by those who praise control of population. Everybody's been there and I don't mean no vacation. Firstborn unicorn.
Changes the world.
This is
the
world. This is KGO San Francisco,
Oakland, San Jose.
The next generation of KGO 810,
a Cumulus station.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yep, we hear you. Let's get you some beautiful windows that won't warp at warp speed. Durable, weather-friendly Vibrix windows and a seamless professional process. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.